hang on tight.
Fish Talk Radio is about to take you on a fishing adventure. You're about to go places you have even yet to desire and revisit familiar favorites with live, on-the-water expert insider tips. Now, sit up straight, pay attention, take notes, and join the party for a blue water, white water, and calm water adventure.
Check out fish tips and trips online at fishtalkradio.com.
And now, the all-natural attitude adjustment.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hannigan in studio. And outside the studio, we have Mike the Grizz, who's right now in La Paz and joining us by telephone. Mike, I talked to you a little bit earlier today, and you went out fishing yesterday. It sounds like it's some pretty exciting stuff. You want to tell us in about a minute what you're up to?
Yeah, we went out yesterday. First of all, John, thanks for having me again. We went out at Punta Arenas yesterday, Charlie, my son, and I, and actually broke the new world record on catch and release on mullet snappers. We got one that was 48 inches long, and the other, that was the one I got, and Charlie got one 44 inches long, which actually broke the old record, and we're pretty excited about it. The fishing is just absolutely incredible here.
Well, I want to mention, people, in case they weren't paying attention, or we didn't actually mention it, that you are in La Paz, Baja California, sir, right now.
Yes, I am. And yes, so you, I am in you, beautiful Baja.
And you just kind of drove across the peninsula and fished out of that, launching from the beach out over there. Beautiful, beautiful place. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about that. And then, of course, the resort that we, our favorite one, is the Costa Baja Resort. CostaBajaResort.com, that we're going to be putting a trip together to coming down in June. If anybody wants to find out how good the fishing can be down there, we might suggest that they get in touch with us.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm here all the time, and I'm out there fishing and talking to the fishermen and the captains. So we can pretty much know what's going on 24 hours a day. And, John, you know, you and I are always in contact. So if anybody wants to know, all they got to do is give you a holler, and we'll sure tell them what's happening.
You bet. I don't know if we'll have time to talk about it on the show, but when we get a chance, we'll talk about the IGFA and what you're doing with them, where you're setting records without killing fish.
Yeah, it's something awesome.
Yeah. Great. Well, I know you're pioneering that down there. So we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with the Grizz, and we're going to come back. Got a lot of stuff to do, places to go, so pay close attention. This is John Hannigan live in studio, and Mike the Grizz. I guess he's at least warm-bodied, and he's in La Paz, so we'll be right back with you.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Set on the magnificent Sea of Cortez, the Grand Heritage Resort and Spa at Marina Costa Baja is the first five-star resort in La Paz, Baja South. Overlooking a 250-slip marina and white sand beaches, enjoy two signature restaurants, a world-class destination for fishing or diving. Enjoy five-star elegance in the charming laid-back city of La Paz. Dock your boat and enjoy the Marina Village. Visit on the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
Kentucky Lake and Barkley, Sardis, Ross, Burnett, Toledo Bend, Rayburn, and Conroe, you won't forget. He loved Lake of the Ozark, he loved Table Rock. Bull shows on the White River, he ain't gonna never stop.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan, live in studio. And outside the studio, from all the way from the City of Peace, La Paz, Baja California, sir, from the famous television personality from Adventures South of the Border, is Mike the Grizz. And online, we have a very, very special guest. It's that time of the year again. We have Bart Hall from the Fred Hall Show. Bart?
How you doing, John?
We're doing, staying warm and dry. And
is
let's
snow hitting yet?
No, let's not yet. Let's Let's find out what's happening with Bart, and in particular, I'm so excited because the Fred Hall Show that's beginning of March every year marks the beginning of a lot of things. It's the beginning of the season. You know, usually about this time of the year is when the water starts warming up a little bit, maybe get some white sea bass. But it's certainly, you know, the premier event of the year for anybody that's interested in angling. So why don't you go ahead and jump into it and give us an idea of what you have lined up for us this year.
Well, it is, as you know, the world's largest consumer fishing show, and we're very proud of that, but we're also proud of the fact that now it's California's largest boat show. Matter of fact, the promos for that go California's largest boat show and so much more. And then, and actually, we don't call it the Fred Hall Fishing Show anymore. The last 2 years, the name now is the Fred Hall Show, the Ultimate Outdoor Experience.
Okay.
Because when you come to the show this year, if you've been to the show before, you won't recognize it, and if you've never been to this show, you're going to be amazed.
Oh.
It is. Well, we have all the boats now. We have high-performance boats. We have tow boats. We have runabouts. We have boats on the water. You can walk down across the Hyatt Bridge to the show on the water there as well. We have an expanded camping section, expanded hunting section. We have a new dive section where you can come into the show. You can take your shoes off, step into a dry suit, put on the scuba gear, get a free scuba lesson, get it out. You're perfectly dry. Dry off your feet and your hair, and go on about the show.
That's incredible.
Bart, let me introduce my friend the Grizz, who is in La Paz, and he doesn't really know a whole lot. But what's so exciting is that he's planning on attending the show this year, and I wanted him to listen in and talk to you to find out why he absolutely positively has to attend.
Well, tell me about it.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. You know, and this year we're going to have 5 shooting ranges there. We have 2 soft air gun ranges, 2 air gun ranges, an archery range. The Department of Fish and Game is bringing a truck with laser shot. We have a laser shot for the California Outdoor Heritage Alliance. We have a very big hunting seminar area. We, of course, have the Triton Boats freshwater tank, the Triton Boats saltwater tank. We're going to have out on the patio area for the families to have fun. We have the Dodge Dock Dogs. We have the Equilibrium wakeboard rail jam. We have Shimano casting for the new wax swing system. We have a vet casting where they're going to teach casting on the lagoon. We have the Great American Duck Races. We have the Automobile Club of Southern California Kids Fishery Trout Pond, which is entirely new. We went back to the days when I was a kid. We've redesigned everything. We've got Convict Lake cooking good food out on the patio area. We have archery. We have Ballast Point Beer Garden in the sports arena. We have the Manzanar Fishing Club that's going to show the preview movie about the fisherman who used to sneak out of Manzanar and go fishing in the high Sierras.
Right.
We have got, I mean, I've forgotten a lot in this. You ask me this that I leave a lot out, but it's going to be the biggest.
Sounds incredible.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. A lot of stuff to do. This is a great entertainment value for the entire family.
Well, that's great.
And the problem part is that it's very difficult to experience all of that in a couple of hours. So, you know, we suggest it's such a show, and your voice is being heard by people way outside of Southern California. But if you can arrange a trip during that time, and if you're interested at all, and like you said, when you know, you're not exaggerating about the world's largest consumer fishing and boat show. And, you know, it takes at least a couple of days.
You know, yeah, I'm really looking forward to being there.
You know, Grizz, we have people call us from starting early in December and January, and they want to make their plane reservations from New York to Europe, and they want to know the seminar schedule because we got 400 seminars, you know, and so they want to figure out, you know, I want to come see a certain seminar, I can only be there a couple of days, and I want to arrange my plane, I want to get a good airfare, so could you tell me what's going on? So.
Bart, give us some quick information on how to get in touch with some more information, and I assume your website's the best place to go?
Well, the website is the best place to go, and we're waiting for the final word either later today or Monday morning. There will be a free Fred Hall iPhone app.
Wow.
So you can download, go to the App Store, type in Fred Hall, and it should be ready later today or Monday. and the app will come up, and that will give you the seminar schedule, booth numbers.
Fantastic. And what is the website, Bart?
Our website is www.fredhall.com.
Fredhall.com. Bart, thank you very much. We appreciate that. I know you're busy getting ready. Okay.
And look forward to seeing you there, Bart.
You bet you. And that starts on March 9th. Thanks, Bart.
March 9th is the 13th.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. And thanks, Bart. We appreciate it. We'll bring you back. What we're going to do right now is we're going to move up to Alaska and talk a little bit about a special event that's coming on in September of this year. We have Michael Briggs that's representing Clover Pass. It's got some information that he wants to give us about ladies fishing.
Yeah, hey, John. Hey, Grizz. How are you guys doing?
Great, Guy. How are you doing up there?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad. But just as a correction, John, it's actually in August 10th through the 15th.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. The dates on that again are?
August 10 through 15.
10 through 15. Okay, sorry about that, but I'm glad you're paying attention. But this is such unique. I can't wait for you to explain about what this is all about.
Well, John, it's an opportunity for ladies who may, you know, feel a little intimidated by fishing in Southeast Alaska or who have the experience and just want to go up and do it again to come up and enjoy, you know, Southeast Alaska, the Inside Passage, and the great fishing that we've got up there. And participate in a pink salmon derby with some of the proceeds benefiting breast cancer research and the charity of the Derby Choice.
Well, that's such a great idea. And we do have a high portion of women that do listen to Fish Talk Radio, and it's so exciting to see this segment of the market growing and women coming out. Matter of fact, we've got a trip coming up in June to Baja that we've got a lot of women. It's becoming an outdoors woman, but primarily trip. But we're seeing more and more, and it's. But of course, when the ladies go up, they don't have to go by themselves. They can still bring some other family members. They just can't participate in the tournament itself, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
And
but, you know, we really are kind of setting it up to be an experience for the ladies to get together and have kind of some female bonding in sort of the male world, you know?
Well, and tell us a little bit about the salmon fishing, in particular the pinks in Southeast Alaska and particularly around Clover Pass.
Well, the Inside Passage there typically would get about 40 million pink salmon through the area each and every year, but this year they're actually expecting about a 40% increase. They expect somewhere between 55 and 60 million pink salmon
my Lord.
Coming through that area this summer. So
hey.
Certainly there's no problem catching fish.
Hey, Grizz, you haven't been there, but we take a lot of people up. Matter of fact, we got a trip coming up to Clover Pass in July that you don't have to be a lady to go on, and that is a real fun adventure. That's July, middle of July. We'll keep you posted on that. That's open to anybody. But Mike, you can go down to the docks, get in one of the skiffs. It's self-guided, and as soon as you pull away from the docks, you put your line in the water. And
that sounds wonderful.
It is. Usually, your first hookup will be probably between 30 and 50 yards from the time you leave the marina. But it's a thoroughfare where all of these salmon, and especially that time of the year, the pinks that are coming back in and returning back into the streams, and they have to go right by Clover Pass to get where they're going.
And they're hungry, I bet.
Yeah, they are. Anyway, Mike, we appreciate that. We're going to have to let you go right now. We're going to go to a quick break, but we're going to bring you back on. We'll talk more about that, and that is at Clover Pass. You can go to fishtalkradio.com and click on where it says Clover Pass. Thanks, Mike. Grizz, stay there. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio.
West Marine is America's favorite boating supply source. They've got thousands of items to keep your boat looking good and running like new. West Marine has an incredible selection of apparel and footwear for all your adventures on land and sea. Boats, motors, screws, fittings, the latest electronics, fishing gear, apparel, and friendly, knowledgeable staff. With locations nationwide, West Marine has all you need for fun on the water. Call 1-800-BOATING or log on to westmarine.com to locate the store nearest you.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio and outside the studio and a little bit farther south from the beautiful city of La Paz, Baja California, sir, is Mike the Grizz from Adventures South of the Border. But right now we're going to be a little bit north of the border. We're going to talk to Bob from Holiday Resorts in Isla Morada. He's got some exciting things going on this weekend. Bob, can you tell us what that's about?
How you doing, Bob?
Hey, Mike, how are you? Good to hear you, both of your voices. Yeah, we have a great weekend here at Isla Morada at Holiday Isle Resort. We have the Miami Powerboat Club that's down here. And so we have 53 of the finest, most beautiful, and expensive powerboats that you've ever laid eyes on. It's like Miami Vice days all over again. And these are big toys for big boys. And a lot of noise, and our transient docks are full, and they're parked three wide on the ocean side, and they're down here for a weekend of fun, and it's just terrific. I mean, it's drawing a lot of the tourists that are in town to come see them, and it's going to be a great weekend here.
Sounds like
it. Well, I imagine there's some partying going on, too, isn't there?
There is some major partying going on. And these fellas do know how to party, as you probably can guess. And there's DJs, there's all kinds of trucks that come down and just open up their sides and have displays. There's Ferraris, there's motorcycles, there's golf carts, there's any kind of toy a rich man would want. So it's kind of a weekend of extravagance.
Well, you can always just kind of stop by and visit and just kind of slide in there amongst them, and nobody's going to know the difference.
Well, I'm hoping to hitch a ride tomorrow if I can, but I don't know if I can do that, but I'm going to try.
Good. And most of the country right now is still, in a winter mode, especially out on the West Coast. But the temperature in down there right now is about what?
About 83. About 83, and we are packed, and the northerners are coming down in droves. This is the busiest the Keys have been in a year. And there's still plenty of good fishing going on. It's not all sunbathing. There's a lot of people fishing and having a great time. And all your listeners should know that this is a fabulous time of the year down here. It's busy, but it's great, and everybody's having a great time.
What are they catching down there, Bob?
Well, they're catching dolphin. They're catching barracuda. They're catching snappers are year-round down here, so everybody's getting their limit on snappers. And we'll be starting tarpon pretty soon, another month or two, and that's also always exciting. And there's snook and ladyfish and all kinds of fish, so there's plenty of fish down here.
Well, it sounds great.
Well, it sounds like if anywhere you are in the United States where it's not 83 degrees, then I would suggest that you figure out a way to get down. Now, Holiday Resorts, what kind of facilities do you have? I know that you've got accommodations and restaurants and docks.
Yeah, we have 150 rooms here. We have a really nice marina. You can fly down, drive down, boat down, and we're right on the ocean, and we have easy access in and out, and we have seven restaurants and bars on property, and we're right in the middle of things. We have a great following here. We've been in business here since 1951.
Wow. Well, why don't you give a quick contact, maybe an email or a website?
HolidayIsle.com. HolidayIsle.com. Just go to the internet. You can make reservations on the internet. You can get plenty of information.
Perfect.
About fishing conditions as well as accommodations.
Fantastic.
And restaurants and bars.
Yeah, and just all you got to do is bring your attitude. And that's HolidayIsle.com, right?
That's correct.
Thanks, Bob. You did a great job. You're getting good at this.
All right.
Thank you.
Talk to you later, buddy.
All righty.
Have a good night. Thanks.
Okay. Well, Bruce, I don't know if you were listening to Bob when we're down at Isla Morada, where it's 83 degrees right now, but we have Bruce on the line from Offshore Tackle, which is a little bit farther north. Bruce, give us real quickly where you are.
We're located in Michigan, about 120 miles north of Detroit. It's what's called Michigan's Thumb.
Okay. Well, and more than likely, it's not 83 degrees there.
No, it's about 26, but okay. We'll take that after okay. The zero weather.
There you go. Hey, Bruce, give us a quick idea about offshore tackle. And one of the things I want to talk about, I know that you're probably one of the premier people to talk to about trolling, of any type of trolling. So give us a quick idea about offshore tackle and maybe some idea on how to use your gear.
Sure. Well, the company's about 33 years old, and we make trolling equipment, downrigger releases, and planer boards that take your lures out to the side. Primarily Great Lakes or inland lakes fishing. Not a whole lot of salt water, but I'm working on it. And that's about it.
Well, let's talk about trolling. Now, we have Mike the Grizz, who's down in La Paz right now, and he's about as close as you can get to a professional angler. He's got a television program called Adventures South of the Border. He spends a lot of time on the water. And, Mike, we all know that, in my mind, the most effective way normally to catch fish is trolling.
Yeah, it sure is. I do it a lot. I caught a lot of, 27 marlin over 450 pounds this year trolling.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you're using Bruce's gear on that.
No, Bruce won't make anything for saltwater. I mean, I want Bruce to make me some saltwater stuff and send it down to me.
I bet he will. I bet he will.
Bruce, will you do that for me, buddy?
I'll have to hand deliver it, and we'll have to get together on what you need.
Well, just bring your butt right down here, and we'll go fishing, and okay. You can teach me how to use it.
There you go. Hey, Bruce, give us some tips on trolling, would you? I know that for different types of fish, different speeds, but can you give a little bit of overview on trolling itself?
Well, it's a good way to cover a lot of water, especially when you're targeting big fish. And it's also something that us older guys, I can't throw a musky bait all day long, but I can sure set a planer board and put it in a rod holder and sit back and have a sandwich and a pop all day long.
There
so
you
it's,
go.
It's good for those guys.
Right. Now, we know it, and I think, Mike and myself have had, I do a lot of fishing on the lake, and a slow troll works well, Ben. You don't really need a lot of equipment, but what you use, give us some idea about some of the different apparatus you have for specific types of fishing.
Well, our most popular item now is the side planer, which takes your lures just out to the side of the boat. Not so much because the fish are spooky underneath you, but you're covering a lot of water. We can run these things 100, 150 feet out each side. Mike runs outriggers, but where we're at, we can cover a lot more water, and we're only going 1 to 3 miles an hour. We're not skipping mm-hmm. baits. It's down fishing.
Right, right. So that's one of the items that you have, and I think that we don't have enough time to cover them all right now, so if you don't mind, I think we better be bringing you back on. But give us a quick idea about how to get in touch with you.
The best way is through our website at www.offshoretackle.com.
Offshoretackle.com.
Videos.
Cool.
You're on Facebook too, aren't you?
I am on same Offshore Tackle, or my personal name, Bruce DeShano. Okay.
Because I think we're friends.
Okay.
I think we are, Mike.
Yeah. Well, careful, Bruce. I don't know
clear
if I'd
room
admit that.
Out for me. I'm coming.
Okay.
Get your butt down here.
Okay.
You can stay at the house wherever you want. Let's go fishing.
There you go. Okay. Hey, Bruce, we appreciate that. And I'm telling you, Mike's offer is a serious one. So this might be the good time of the year to take advantage of that.
All right. Thank you.
You betcha. Okay. We're going to go back down a little bit. We've been in Florida. We're back up to the Great Lakes area. We're going to go back down to my favorite place, is Cabo San Lucas. In the middle of the marina is the Picante Sport Fishing. We have Mike on the line to give us an idea what's going on down in Cabo San Lucas.
Hi, John. It's beautiful down here. As seems to be
Aren't you going to say hi to me?
Oh, yes. Excuse me, Mr. Grizz. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine. Now you can continue.
Okay, thank you. I apologize. So I can say the weather has been, it's spectacular. Cabo is like, it's the end of February, and it's in the mid-70s and getting ready to hit the 80s. And not only that, John, the fish are back.
Oh, okay.
It's picking up. tuna. I've had a great tuna bite this week. Marlin's picking way up. Caught a sailfish in 70-degree water. The fish are going nuts. Another boat got 12 rooster fish. They're catching yellowtail. It's the only thing we're a little bit low on is Dorado. It's just it's spectacular.
Well, it's always a good time to go fishing in Cabo San Lucas. This is generally not the best time of the year, but it sounds like it is. So maybe that means we're going to have an even better year this year, Mike.
I hope so. I mean, it's been, you know, we have a little slow with the full moon, and then it just yesterday started, and then, you know, today it's going good, and we're looking forward to just gets a whole bunch of fish. People have been really excited about some really nice catches. The young fellow is about 12 years old, caught his first billfish, striped marlin, and it was his first sailfish.
Well, I fish there a lot, and I haven't got very many sailfish. I've got, I think, one. But, you know, there's so many striped marlin, and, you know, that's pretty much what you go down there for. But normally sailfish go for a little warmer water, don't they?
Yeah, that's the funny thing, because the water's cold. The water's in the 60s, and where that fish was in the 70s, which is still pretty low temperatures mm-hmm. for, you know, the favorites for the sailfish.
Okay.
And I'm just thinking maybe there's so much the squid are in, maybe the fish are just cruising around and coming up for dinner.
Well, Mike, I'm going to assume that this is just the start of something really big this year. Because it does seem like, you know, it's been, especially for the billfish, it just seems like it keeps getting better.
It does. You know, like I said, we had that little slow with the full moon, and it's not always slow with the full moon.
Right.
That's one thing we're looking at, trying to figure it out. And I mean, the guys, like I say, they just some of the boats only had a couple marlin because they've lost a few.
Mike, we're going to have to let you go until we come back with you again. I hope to come down there and see you soon. And you're at Picante Sport Fishing, and the website is?
PicanteSportFishing.com. That's P-I-C-A-N-T-E, sportfishing.com.
Like the hot sauce, PicanteSportFishing.com. Thank you, Mike. We got to go. We'll be back with you guys with Grizz in just a minute or two. We'll talk to you soon. This is
considered the finest long-range sport fishing vessel in the world. The Royal Polaris is based at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fishing the Royal Polaris provides unmatched service, speed, and comfort. Live the dream of landing giant yellowfin tuna, wahoo, and summer albacore. Still the fastest long-range sport fisher in the world at 113 feet. The Royal Polaris offers first-class staterooms, refrigerated fish storage, the latest in electronic fish-finding gear, and unmatched expertise. Live your dream for less money than expected. Visit RoyalPolaris.com.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years' experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAJA.
Everybody always gets his one. Me, I always get my way. When you're talking about that 5-pound bass, 31 to get some fish. Jump in my John boat.
Hey, welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio, and outside of the studio we have Mike the Grizz from Adventures South of the Border. And, well, I think that he's certainly rates as a personality, interesting guy. And we're just got finished with Cabo San Lucas, and we're going to see if we can move around the country a little bit more. But, Grizz, we appreciate having you come on. There we go. Hey, Grizz, sorry about that. Yeah. Are you still there?
Yeah, got cut off.
Yeah. Okay, well, we found you. We got phone lines going off all over the place. We're talking to people all over the world. So we're going to see if we can kind of move around a little bit right now. And we're going to start off with Betsy, who represents Skipper Buds. Betsy, first of all, if you're not from the Midwest or certain areas, you may not be familiar with Skipper Buds. Can you give us a quick idea what that's all about?
Sure. Skipper Buds, we are a 22 dealership and marina organization. We're family owned for 40 years. We have locations in Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan, Ohio, Mississippi, and Florida.
When you say dealership, what does that mean?
Well, we have a strong group of sales dealerships throughout the Midwest. That's where actually where most of our sales dealerships are. We sell a large segment of boats. We sell Sea Ray, Four Winds, Meridian, Smallercraft.
Gotcha. So, you know, then you have dealerships primarily with boats and other types of fishing gear?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
And you operate a couple of marinas also?
We do. We have several marinas in Wisconsin, and marinas. We have a marina that we operate in Mississippi, one in Daytona, right in Halifax, and also in Arizona, and on Lake Pleasant.
Okay.
Well, you're just scattered all over the place, aren't you?
We are. Sure.
That's well, hard to keep up with, I bet.
Yeah. Betsy, why don't we talk a little bit about maybe some new stuff that you see coming on the market for this year? You know, this is the time of the year when people are looking at, you know, maybe replacing their boats, and the economy seems like it's maybe starting to come back a little bit. So somebody that's been putting it off for a while, they might be interested in what's coming on the market. Is there anything just off the top of your head that you think is kind of interesting or exciting this year?
Certainly. There's a lot of stuff that we have that brand manufacturers that we represent, and there's a lot of exciting stuff because a lot of these boats are becoming more family and fishing orientated versus just a guy that wants to be selfish and go out and fishing on Saturday mornings, you know.
Right. Hey. A lot of times a wife doesn't want to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Don't be blaming us.
You are correct. But that, you know, it's becoming a more versatile boat, and that's what's exciting us so much. And the boats are just becoming a lot better. Mm-hmm. You know, these boats are built stronger and better for a drier ride. You don't have to get soaked anymore. The bows are all flared now, so that if they push water away, so you don't get so much splash.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they plane faster, so you get a more control out of it.
Well,
and
yeah, Betsy, I'm just thinking is that, you know, what you're saying, it took a long time, but the automobile manufacturers have finally started figuring out, you know, you don't have to do the same things the way you used to do all the time. You know, they make great utilization of space in materials and costs, and it sounds like the boat industry is doing the same thing now where there's kind of multi-purpose vehicles that are very family-friendly.
Certainly they are, and you know, we've been trying to pitch that whole program to families. These boats are more spacious and have much better layouts. You know, the seats are convertible now. They go from fishing flat fishing to fold up seats, and now they're ready for some family fun in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And the boat industry has been a little slow to react behind. The car industry really reacts a lot faster than the boat industry, but the boat industry is right there with it now, figuring out with crossover boats from fish and ski and family and fun and all of that stuff.
There you go. Yeah, that's a great analogy. That makes perfectly good sense. And, you know, boat's an investment that most people hang on to for a long time.
Certainly.
As it's, you know, even, I mean, obviously it's a major investment, but, you know, a boat that's, you know, 5, 6, or even 10, 15 years old doesn't necessarily mean you have to throw it away and buy another one like the vehicles are.
No, certainly. And in fact, when the economy, you mentioned the economy was a little softer. When the economy is soft, used boats is what we sell most of the time. There's a large demand for used boats because people are getting out of it and maybe getting out of it for having a little more liquid asset.
Mm-hmm.
And so the price is right.
There you go. Well, that's very interesting. You know, for your first time on the radio, you did a fantastic job.
I'm impressed.
So, yeah, that's some interesting stuff. And if you don't mind, we'd like to bring you back on again and talk to you a little bit more about boats and about Skipper Buds. But why don't you give us a quick information about how to get in touch with you or one of your dealers?
Sure. You can visit us. You can call our 800 number if you want to give us a call, or you can visit our website, SkipperBuds.com, SkipperBuds.com, and you can do just about anything out there. Search our boats or look for our locations.
You didn't tell us the 800 number.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's 800-636-3000. boat.
Okay. Fantastic.
Oh, that's easy enough. But if you don't tell us, we're not going to know.
I'm sorry.
Betsy, don't let him bother you. I'll talk to him later.
Anyway, I'm in trouble again.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Betsy. We appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Betcha. Okay. Right. Now we're going to move back down to Southern California, and we have Dan Hart from West Marine in the Superstore in San Diego. Dan, the Hall Show is coming up real quick, and a lot of times that means that there's kind of the spring is just around the corner, and the fishing should be starting to move into the summer mode. Give us an idea what's going on.
Hi, Dan.
How's it going?
Good, buddy.
We got weather kind of keeping us off the water here the last week or so. We got another front we're looking at here, and but when guys are getting out, they're catching some sand bass. There's a little bit of sand bass going on. Rockfish is still closed in Southern California, but guys fishing in Mexico are still catching some rockfish, so that's going good. And the bays are kicking out sand bass whenever we got a decent tide. So we're just kind of baiting our breath and getting our tackle ready, getting ready to go fishing as soon as things settle down for us. But one thing we got going is we're going to be at the Fred Hall Show this year. So come find us at the Long Beach Fred Hall Show. For Pete and I are going to be up there talking fishing and selling tackle.
Mm-hmm. And if you get a chance to come by and you just want to get some information, I know that Dan's certainly the guy to talk to about that.
Oh, yeah, we can help you out with that.
Dan, let's talk, you're talking about fishing a little bit. We started off on that. Give us an idea. Again, this is the time of the year when we might start seeing some white sea bass. The water should be starting to warm up in the next month or so a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I would expect stuff to start happening in March. Okay. I'm going to expect to see calicos in the kelp beds in March. I'm hoping that we'll see those white sea bass show up like they were here last year. We had a great bite of sea bass last year, you guys all know. And a lot of guys are, you know, chomping at the bit to get in on that this year. So we're really looking forward to see when those sea bass show up, and I'd expect them to be here in March.
Okay. And the again, this year, I don't want to try and pin you down for prognostications because nobody ever knows what's going to happen. Last year started off good, and it started off a little bit early and stayed to be a good year up and down California. And we've got, obviously some, the weather this year has been seems like it's been a little cooler than normal. The water temperature, what is the water temperature in Southern California now?
The stuff's 58 and 59 right now, mm-hmm. but I think that by Monday it's going to be back down around 56.
Mm-hmm.
And then this next week we're going to see some colder water. But I think that'll come back. We just need some sunny days, and we'll get that water back up. So I'm expecting that in the middle of March we should see water in a 60, mm-hmm. 61 kind of temperature, and that'll get fish going here.
Great. Well, from your advantage at West Marine, you get to see everything that comes into the store, everything that's new. And again, with the show season, this is the time where a lot of products are being introduced. Is there anything off the top of your head that you think that might be, you want to share something excitement with?
Well, we got some new shark jigs coming in. We're just actually going to have a new jig head coming in. It's coming in that we're looking at the articulated jig head we're using for swim baits, which is going to be a really cool deal. We've got a new shark jig we just got in that we're showing up for threshers because I think that we all have an early season for threshers this year.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of other new lures we're getting in. Some great new albacore lures, very small little jets that have been working so well the last few years. We're getting those dialed in also.
Okay. So when you say articulated jig, so that means that they're broken or jointed and
it's a jointed swim bait head. It's really a cool jig, and we were planning on getting those in, although we don't have them yet. They're on the way in. We're getting mm-hmm. those just dialed in. We should have them by Fred Hall, which is here in 2 weeks.
Cool. Now, is that something you troll with, or do you cast it
it? Yeah. This is for fishing swim baits. This is for casting fishing calicos and yellows and bass.
Interesting.
And swim
baits. Yeah. Okay. And is it? I assume that it's metal.
Oh yeah, it's a lead head and also it allows you to rig the bait Texas style, and it's going to be weedless.
Oh, okay.
So it's really a cool deal.
And those swim baits right now are just really doing good everywhere. I was fishing with them the other day in the ocean, and then I was inland fishing some bass with them. So they're inexpensive, and they're really, really doing a good job. All those new spin baits they got out now.
Yeah, it's amazing the plethora of swim baits you can get. There's some really great ones you can find, and an amazing array of colors. And once you learn how to fish them right, they're extremely effective.
They're not that difficult. It just takes a little bit of patience.
Exactly. Patience and kind of getting used to what you're doing each day, whether you find each day that fish want them a little faster, a little slower.
they're like a little different color, but usually you can get that figured out in a little while, and they're amazingly effective.
Great.
Yeah, they are. It's absolutely incredible. I never did like to use them, but then I've been the people convinced me to use them. Now I've got tons of them in my gear.
There you go. Hey, Dan, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, or in particular West Marine, what's an easy way to do that?
Find us at 1250 Rosecrans. We're just a couple of blocks down from the Sport Fishing Landings. We're on the way to the launch ramp in San Diego. Call me at 619-225-8844 or find us at westmarine.com.
Westmarine.com. Thank you, Dan. Okay, we got to go. Grizz, if you can stick around for a minute, we're going to come back.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Set on the magnificent Sea of Cortez, the Grand Heritage Resort and Spa at Marina Costa Baja is the first five-star resort in La Paz, Baja South. Overlooking a 250-slip marina and white sand beaches, enjoy two signature restaurants, a world-class destination for fishing or diving. Enjoy five-star elegance in the charming laid-back city of La Paz. Dock your boat and enjoy the Marina Village. Visit on the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
And I'm betting on Sunday that I'll be fishing solo. Just me and my cameraman Joe. And with a little bit of luck, I'll have...
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio. Outside the studio, we have Mike, a.k.a. The Grizz, that's visiting with us from La Paz. And then a little bit farther down in Baja Sur, we have Chucky. Chucky Van Warmer from the Van Warmer Resorts in beautiful East Cape, Los Buriles, Baja California, sir. Chucky, give us an idea what's happening down in Baja right now.
How you doing, Chucky?
Hey, guys, how are you? Let me get out of the noise here because we got a... off-road event going on, but let me tell you, we talk about fishing. Some of the people that were here staying this week went out there, got into some really good modern fishing, Dorado and yellowtail. During this time of the year when the water's a little bit cooler, we get the yellowtail coming in, and so it has been good for yellowtail, even some pargo down the shore. So it's been... it's been really good when the weather permitting, you know, when it's not windy.
Mm-hmm.
Usually when it's bad weather in the States, it's beautiful down here.
Okay, well, it must be looking pretty good down there then. But, yeah, this is not necessarily the best time of the year because usually, what, February, March is when you get on the Steel Cortez where you get some winds coming down. But But any time of the year, I'll take it. But like you said, if you're going to come down this time of the year, you might want to spend an extra day or two just in case, you know, you don't get to go out every day.
Are you getting some good marlin there, Chucky? That always excites me. You know, I'm a marlin freak.
Yeah. There's nice stripers right now is when they're at the strongest, you know, when the water temperature is cooler. There's lots of bait, lots of action in the water. There's lots of... mantis jumping up and down, you know. There's a bunch of bait always. There's a lot of sardines, and there's mackerel. There's just a ton of bait. So that's when we get the marlin coming in, and not far away, Chris. The Barnes. I'm not kidding you. Four or five miles, and they're out here.
Well, I gotta get down there. I'll tell you, Chucky, is what I always say. The Van Warmer Resort is the only place I recommend in East Cape. It's the best. You guys got the best. I gotta come down if that's happening.
Okay. You know, I just want to make a quick comment, Chucky, about how great the fishing is. But the spring is the time of the year, you know, when the mantas are feeling frisky, jumping out of the water. The Sea of Cortez is alive with life. And just being out on the water is worth the trip, even if you don't even put a line in the water. Of course, I would recommend that you do. But it is beautiful. So, and it's a good time of the year because the temperatures are pleasant. But if somebody wants to go down there and visit with you, I would. I know that you've got an 800 number that's easy to remember.
877-777-TUNA.
And then also, of course, they can go to Fish Talk Radio, VanWarmerResorts.com and click on where it says Van Warmer Resorts and check it out and give a call down there. You've got some great deals going on, and you've got the always new stuff being added to the Palmas de Cortez, and then, of course, you've got the other two beautiful places. So, Chucky, we appreciate you taking time out and talking to us. So we're going to be back with you again next week, and hopefully you'll be around. Are you going to be down there for a little bit?
Yeah, we'll be down here next week, and I'll wait for your call.
All right. Thanks, Chucky.
Thanks, Chucky. I'll see you later, buddy.
Grizz, we've got about 30 seconds to wrap things up, but I really appreciate you joining today. I think that we covered a lot of territory.
We always do, and it's always a pleasure being with you, John.
All the way.
I learn something every day, and it's just another world being with John on Fish Talk Radio.
When we get to travel all around and get in some interesting stuff. Anyway, you are listening to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan. You can go to fishtalkradio.com, and you can visit with Mike at ASOB Online. It's ASOB Online, and find out what's going on in his world. And we're going to have to take off. Mike, we appreciate you coming to join us today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, I look forward to it, John.
Okay. Okay, we'll talk to you then. Oh, and congratulations out to Colin Dunbar, Western Regional Indoor Hammer Throw Champion, who happens to belong to Kathy, our call screener.